You know what? Let me ask you. Do you pee in the shower?
Of course.
Okay, right? Okay.
Why wouldn't you?
Me and baby are mad right now. We're fighting.
Why would I get out of the shower?
That makes absolutely no sense. Exactly. That's what my response was, but I'm the asshole for responding like that.
So hold on. So were y'all taking a shower together or were you taking a shower separate?
Well, she's mad at me because I pee in the shower. She says that's gross.
So, but you cleaned the shower. Exactly.
But that she was like, it's all over my leg. And I peed on her leg.
Oh, so you was experimenting.
Yeah, so little by little, see how far I can go.
You were trying to get in.
And she mad. I was like, I mean, why would I get out of the shower? I told you to move.
So you only peed on her leg?
Well, I mean, yeah. I went, like, little by little, baby steps.
You should have just...
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like it was her face or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
No, I didn't say her face. I'm saying, like, you got to go, like, the whole lower half, not just, like, on her calf.
I really was just trying to pee in the drain. And, yeah, it got on her foot, screamed, made a big old thing about it. Like, it's washed off.
It's water.
You act like you've never been in no pool before. Everybody pees in the pool.
Right.
So, yeah, so now she was like, and she calls my government when she's mad. When she yells, it's Jeff. So, like.
Not Jeffrey?
No, Jeff. Well, Jeff or whatever. Either way. But now, like, I've been on some petty shit. And that was that night. So I woke up in the morning. She's like, morning, baby. I said, morning, Michelle.
How can you be now? Don't get it twisted. I don't see anything wrong.
You're choosing her side. You choose look, everybody.
Hold on. Go ahead. Listen. I don't see anything wrong. But it's like, hey, it's just a little water. It's a little water coming from out of my pee hole.
But I don't see nothing wrong either. But that's our bitch. My fault.
What?
I have no idea what that was.
You always do that. You plug in your phone and it's always playing some weird shit.
It's not some weird shit.
That was weird. What was that?
My playlist is way better than yours.
Shit.
Too Short. Ain't My Girlfriend.
Who even listens to Too Short?
I don't know. It's playing on random right
bitch.
Now.
Bitch. Spider Listino, goddamn Too Short.
You've heard them on Bumping Gums.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? This is the Bumping Gums podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, oh, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that motherfucker up out of her. Dirty J.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome everybody back to the Bumping Gums podcast. I'm Dirty J here, my right hand man, Cam.
What up, what up?
Back at it, episode 212.
Yeah, something right? Like that.
Something like that. I'm horrible. We should really look into this before we start.
Yeah, I'm gonna start writing that down.
It's not hard.
Nah, it's not.
I mean,
maybe you'd be able
if
to
somebody
read
would
it.
Get on it.
You know, maybe somebody be able to read it.
Episode 212, back at it again.
Yes, sir.
How was your weekend?
You know, it was slow-mo. Slow-mo had to work. What about you?
You have the boringest weekends.
I mean, I make it happen.
I should have never brought up the weekends. We had a horrible weekend. Horrible. I didn't even want to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it.
But we're here.
Bro, tournament time. And we, ding, ding, ding. Man, we got whooped.
They whooped that trick.
Man, the basket. Okay, we were favored to be in the championship for the boys. Okay. My Outlaws had a great season. Finished number one.
Yep.
Had the number one seed. We're looking good.
Uh-huh.
Right away in semifinals. This team had a cheat code on, bro. It was bad. Before game, they went up, left, right, ABA, ABA.
Oh, they had it all.
Duh. They were making shots from... They had no business even shooting. They have one kid whose left arm is shorter than the other. That motherfucker really? Was lighting us up, bro.
Really?
Yeah. They had everybody. T-Rex was out there lighting everybody up.
The crazy thing is, I'm thinking in my head that, but I wasn't going to say it because I'm like, that's disrespectful.
Is it?
Of course.
The way he was shooting was disrespectful. You don't shoot like that. You're up 25 to 10. You don't need to take no three-pointers. Hey. T-Rex, get it together.
Nah, he had to shine. He had to get his shine on.
But when I say they was making shots that they had no business taking, none.
I mean, you know.
None.
So this was kind of like payback for the ass whipping y'all handed.
It was, but like we did ours respectfully.
Did y'all?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You said Jay was just draining three after three, and
I mean it is what it is.
They was in there doing the lightning bolt.
at halftime, we had 8 points.
Woo!
It was like 23-8.
Yikes.
I mean, and it's like, I'm always real with my boys, right? I teach them a lot about becoming a man. They're young men, 12, 13. I think the youngest is 11 years old on my team. He's playing up. But we have majority were 12, 13 years old.
Okay.
So I relate a lot of life lessons.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get more real this weekend. I said, hey.
We're getting our ass kicked out here.
Sometimes as a man, you got to learn just when to quit.
What?
You know? Do you keep on fighting? No. Sometimes you just got to like, hey.
What?
You got to learn to say, I'm done.
No.
23-8? Yes.
23-8 with 2 quarters left?
There ain't no coming back. The way they were shooting?
That was halftime.
You had left arm out there just draining hooks.
So you gave your young men the right.
I lost all hope.
You told them to throw in the towel. You was like Apollo's trainer. Throw in the towel. Throw in the towel.
I did start like, they're just little boys. Stop. And like Jay had to go get me during the third quarter because I was sitting on their bench. He was
on
like,
their bench?
Yeah, I was like, man, why not?
So you just threw your hands up in the air and said, fuck it.
There's nothing else to do.
You gave it to God.
That's how, man, let Jesus take the wheel. That's how bad we was getting it, bro.
You can't give up.
If there was a reset button, dog, I would reset that motherfucker so quick.
Dog, that's telling them that it's okay to quit.
No. That's telling them that sometimes as a man, you recognize defeat. They're not making a movie about us. Ain't nobody out here getting carried out, especially the way my boys are shooting. So, like, hey, just...
So if they was fighters and they dropped...
We'd be in the hospital.
You would tell them, hey, just stay down. Just stay down.
Why would you
even get back up. You don't want to take no more punishment.
The good thing about it is the team that beat us did win the championship, so that was good. And the other team that was favored to be with us lost too, so I was happy. Is that bad? Is that bad to say?
No, I mean, it's nothing wrong with saying that you're happy that somebody lost because, you know, you was hoping that you was going
to
win.
No, I didn't really tell my boy. I really did tell him to keep trying. And I am proud that they didn't give up. They really, well, I don't want to say they didn't give up because we lost by like 30 points. I feel like some of them gave up, but...
I mean, with that type of speech, what you expect? I was
playing with you, bro. It wasn't like that. It was a little bit different.
It was a little bit different. Man, I don't know what y'all going to do out there, guys. They're killing us. You know what? Just play, have some fun. We're all winners.
we did go to the fun speech, but ultimately at the end, I did tell them, which I was proud of because I kind of winged it. Because, like, how do you bring somebody up from a man? It was a beat down. It was bad.
Dog, that's only 15 points.
And no, that wasn't the end of it.
I'm saying at halftime, that was only a 15-point lead.
Yeah, that it was way more than that at the end.
Yeah, but at halftime,
did tell him, I said, winning or losing doesn't define the type of man or player you are. It's how you handle the win and how you come back from a loss.
Spoken like a true loser.
Losers. All your losers, put your hand in. Yeah, it was, man. And then my girls, I don't know what happened.
They got spiked on.
Yeah, I it was bad too. It was bad. That's all I can say. It was bad. The game happened so fast too, man. Like
that's how those spikes be coming at you fast. The ball comes fast. You're like, oh shit.
I called timeout and they're like, coach, the game's over. I was like, oh, wow, that y'all got beat fast. It wasn't us no more. Like, y'all got beat pretty quick. What y'all do out there?
You wasn't paying no attention just not on, at all. On your phone on TikTok.
I was posting like about to get this win. Next thing I know, we're game's over. So it was a horrible weekend, man. Damn. But we're looking for a good weekend. Taking Jay on his first man outing.
Oh,
boys' day.
Okay,
we headed to the coast.
Okay,
me and a couple of homies. I'm taking Jay. He's gonna be the only, I guess, young one there.
Okay,
because they're one of them has nothing but girls. Mm-hmm. That's a guy's trip. The other one, his son can't go, so it's just me, my son, and my two homies. We're gonna go fishing.
Oh, that's what's up.
So we're looking forward to that.
You gonna teach him how to put the bait on the hook and all that. So shit.
He's gonna throw him out in the water and watch him get ate up like y'all did last weekend.
This is what you get.
Oh, man.
It can he swim?
It was bad. Yeah, Jake can swim. He scares me because I'm terrified of the ocean. I don't know if that's one thing you know about me. Terrified of the ocean.
Why?
I don't. Because there's just so many things out there. So many things.
Then something's going to eat you?
Yes, I am.
Down goes thickness.
I mean, look at me. I'm a snack. Like, why would it eat me? But I am just beyond terrified of the ocean. I won't go more than knees deep. If that, and I have to see my feet.
It's why weird. Even get in the water?
I don't. I'll fish though, and I'll be on the pier, but I won't like go like my son. He goes like where he can't even feel the ground. Like, oh hell no, you crazy.
Oh yeah, I don't know. You know, for me, I'm a swimmer. So
see, and baby likes the ocean, mm-hmm. And we went one time. I don't know if I told you the story. We went for the first time, I think, to the ocean at one time, and when we were getting in, I saw her getting in, started getting waist. Mm-hmm. Then chest. I'm like, yo, and I called her and I was like, we need to have a talk. She's like, what's going on? Like, you can't go out there. She's like, why? Like, because something happens, you on your own. I'm not going out there. And she's like, what are you talking about? Like, if like something comes, you think I'm gonna fight a shark for you? The fuck is wrong with you? Like, no. 20 times out of 10, he gonna win. Why would I go fight a shark for you on your own? Like, so
there's no reason for both of us to get ate up.
I was like, I'm going to stay here. That way, if something happens to you, somebody can call your family. But, like, you really got to understand that this is it. There's no turning back if something happens.
You're going to be riding back playing Common, I Used to Love Her.
Yeah, so that was a real conversation that we had. And, again, we're, like, maybe a couple – my fault. We're a couple months in. In our relationship, something's mm-hmm. going on.
Need some help?
There we go. We're a couple months
get
in
the hole, no.
And it just wasn't a good start to that relationship. But we're here now. That's all that matters. Getting pissed on. All right. You watching anything new? Stupid. You watching anything new? Any new shows, movies?
Man, I watched that damn. I was about to say Above the Rim. White Men Can't Jump.
Is it good? What's your take?
My take is they need to leave these classic movies alone. That's my take.
Speaking of classic, I just heard they're doing Color Purple.
Yeah, I heard that too.
What do you think?
I think they need to leave these classics alone.
There's some good actors in that one.
It is.
They got a lineup.
They've got a great lineup.
If it wasn't the lineup, I'd be upset. But now it's like, I want to see what they do with it.
They got a great lineup, but I still think, leave the classics alone. Yeah. Like, the more and more that I think about it, every time that I've looked at something that was a, you know, whether it was a cult classic or just a straight-up classic and they've remade it, the remake has never lived up to the hype.
Yeah.
Like, leave these classics alone. The movie's not terrible, but it's not great either.
It's a classic movie, though. It's like just...
Yeah.
It's long.
Nah, this is short. It's like an hour and a half.
Oh, you're talking about White Man Can't Jump?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're talking about Color Purple, bro. Get it together. Well,
I started off talking about...
You know, we just go everywhere.
So I was taking it back.
Okay.
But...
I'm eating you no indication.
But even...
I still think you're on Whoopi.
No. I mean, I wouldn't know that it was long or short. You know what I'm saying? But I have been looking at, what is it, Love and Murder? It's about the true story of the couple.
Cheating,
not couple,
right?
Yeah.
And then somebody gets killed. Well, yeah, it's called
the wife gets killed. Yo,
it's good.
It's really
what
good.
What episode you on?
Was it episode 6? Whatever.
Oh, you balls deep in it.
Yeah, yeah. I've watched every episode. Like when I first started, I think I watched like when I first started watching, it was like 4 episodes available.
Excuse me. Now you committed.
I watched all 4 episodes, back to back to back, locked in.
So I gotta watch it then.
Yeah,
we started watching it. Just it didn't tickle my pickle.
It's great.
It didn't do nothing for me.
It starts off a little slow.
It did
because you know you gotta think like, I think when you look at that time period of in the late 70s, you know they're kind of, you know they're portraying it the way that it was. It's like, and the way that they decided to do the way that they came up with the do you want to have an affair, and
pretty like common the way it would have happened.
No, not at all. Like, you know, I think like most people, if you're going to have an affair with somebody, it's just like, you know, I like this person. Yeah. You know, the person.
You get to work like everyone else.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, let's go get a room. You know what I'm saying? But this is like, they really planned this shit out. Like, okay, they had rules and.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah, it's something else. It's dope.
Interesting. I'm watching Chimp Empire. It's kind of weird to come off of. That after you just got all serious. Chimp Empire is dope. I feel like you'll like it.
Why would I like a show with some monkeys?
How? Why would you say it like that? Don't do that. Don't do that. What the fuck is wrong with you? No, I'm not like that. No, not at all. It's interesting.
So you think I...
No, stop. See, I didn't even catch on at all. Wow.
Ooh,
what the fuck was that? I don't think you know how to make a monkey sound, bro. That was not a monkey sound.
That was the chimp sound.
Do it again.
They made the sound. I ain't doing it again on. Why don't you jump next? I heard y'all can jump high. What the fuck are you talking about?
What the fuck is wrong with you, bro? Oh my god. It's hot in here. Bro, what is wrong with you?
Nothing. I'm in a good mood.
Chimp Empire is literally about a family of 100 chimps. And they're just some gangster ass chimps, bro. They're running the forest.
Chimps running the forest.
There's a hierarchy.
I mean, yeah.
Like, they're like, it's just crazy. And these cameramen. Or like literally,
they figure it out, like who's who. And
yeah, but these, no, and they're not filming from away. They're right. They're like rubbing elbows with these chimps, and like living with them.
Huh.
And like, it's just crazy. I didn't know chimps eat monkeys.
Huh?
They eat monkeys. You gotta watch it. These chimps are gangsters.
They're aggressive.
Very.
Huh.
Like I'm talking, they got scars on their face.
Now, what kind of monkeys are they eating? They eating the little small ones or
different type of monkeys? I don't know.
I mean, there's different species of monkeys.
Oh, I don't know. What the fuck?
They eat the ones that you find in Thailand that always be stealing shit?
Yeah, like that. Like, man, I wish, eat all of them. Motherfuckers is annoying. But, like, they just gangster. They start wars with other, like, chimps. Like, it's just interesting. I'm only episode 2 and I'm like, I'm hooked.
What's it on?
Netflix.
Okay.
It's very interesting.
Okay, I might give it a look-see.
It's very good. Mr. Brown, the Big Steppers, turns 1 year old.
Yeah, that's what is your thoughts on, like, okay, so when I saw the story, I found like some relevance to it because, of course, you know, obviously the album's been out for a year. It was a highly I was about to say sought after, but it was a, you know, everybody was looking forward to this album coming out. So with the album coming out and now it being a year after the fact, let me say this. So what did you think of the album when it first came out? And what is your thoughts on the album now, a year later, after you've been able to sit with the album?
I like it. I think, and I think of what a lot of people's problem, and I don't feel like I do this because I've been in music, but I feel like a lot of people, he set that bar so high coming out, they have him hold him up to that expectation. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like you can't have every, you're not going to have every album like that. Now, can you have a great one and then a sucky one? Okay, now you got a problem. But can you have a great one and a good one? Yes. Is this a great one? No. It's a good one. Mm-hmm. I like it. But it's like, I can appreciate the work that went into it.
Okay.
The creativity, the thought process. Mm-hmm. I can see all that, and that's why I like it.
Gotcha. For me, I like the album, right? It's a good album, but that album to me is more like, it's like art. It's like visual. I mean, it's like,
see, that's what I like about it.
It's art that you listen to, and it's dope because he's talking about things that you wouldn't normally rap about, you know. But that's
what makes an artist.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of artists or rappers tend to forget.
Yeah, but the one thing about the album that it doesn't have replay value.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the only song that I even really remotely listen to every now and then is N95. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, the album's dope. Like, if you listen to it in sequence, or, you know, in its sequence the way that it is, like,
I've never listened to a sequence.
It's a very good album, and you know you have the song, you know, about his auntie being a man now. And,
see, I like that one. That was dope.
There's just a lot of very good. He's rapping really well on the album, but it's not an album that you just want to ride and bump.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't have that replay value.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's a good album. Excuse me. To me, out of his catalog, it's probably towards the bottom. It's not his worst album, because to me his worst album is The Pimp a Butterfly. I hate that album.
God, he's like, so dumb.
I hate that album. But it's right in front of that.
What?
The Pimp a Butterfly is terrible.
I don't get you. I don't get you.
How?
So, I don't get you.
So you think To Pimp a Butterfly is dope?
Yes.
Okay. What do you listen to off of that?
To Call Him Daddy. Are you calling him daddy or not?
You talking about Kendrick still? Nah.
So there's a guy who feels if you marry a, what he, I have the clip. If you marry,
yeah, let's get into the clip and I then guess we can get into it.
I get married to a woman with kids. Mm-hmm. If the kids keep calling me Tuck or my name, my first name, that's disrespectful.
How?
All right, now he's saying this is once you're married, not just together, not dating. You're married. You're full blown committed,
right?
For the most part.
Yeah. Can I tell the her
for the most part?
Dim your key.
Well, that's what you introduce yourself to them as. That's what they know you as.
No, no, no. It's on her to then change their pattern.
If y'all are married,
right?
What do you want them to call you?
Dad. You can't tell me to be a father to those kids and not be respected as one. Right?
No, you can still be respected as a father figure and still be called by your name. Like, my uncle, I called him Jay since I was a little baby. And my stepdad, I call him Tom because that's what my mom and him discussed.
That shit was disrespectful. Okay, so we teaching our f-ing kids to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am to strangers. Right. They can show more respect for a stranger than the person actually feeding them.
Give me the duties without the title. Yes, sir, no, sir, or yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
He was reaching.
And calling him dad.
He really didn't have a point, and I felt like he was really reaching to try to prove his point.
Yeah.
But what do you think?
I'm going to say this. Let me defer to you. I'm saying this because obviously, like, you have older children, and you are your ex has either a husband, boyfriend.
I guess they're, I don't know if they're married.
So
I've heard they are, but it's like
long-term partner, yeah. whatever. So your situation is closer to this. So I would say I would like to go with your thoughts on it, and then I'll follow up.
So I have a couple different. I can actually.
And then also, you know, obviously your own experiences as if yeah. you dated someone with kids.
Well, I can give you both sides. So I have a good and a bad side on it, where as opposed to, let's start with the good side. I have my two kids mm-hmm. who live with their stepdad and their mom. Mm-hmm. And I tell them, be respectful all the time. No need to. I say, you know, if he puts his hands on you or whatever, then let me know.
And I'll come over with the blam, blam, lay him down.
So he puts his hands on me and I'm like, hey, what'd y'all do? I'm like, keep it respectful.
Jay, sometimes it's okay to just walk away.
Just got turned the other cheek. I mean, what really did you do? Man, hell no. That'd be a whole different story, bro.
My dad got his ass whipped the other day.
So, this is Nick. He made me forget what I was saying. They call him by his first name.
Okay.
And they still respect him. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Now, I see every time I'm around him, I've heard him say maybe three words. I couldn't tell you right now what his voice sounds like. I'm be honest, he's such a quiet person. And I ask my kids all the time, does he treat you right? What do y'all do at home? And they're like, he's either watching TV or in the room.
He doesn't say anything.
He really don't. But he does talk. Like, he doesn't really discipline, because from what I hear, he had girls, so he never had that need to really discipline like Jay, like a Jay type.
Okay.
And a Jay type is kind of handful-ish. So he doesn't really like scream and this and that, which is, I guess, I like in a way, but at the same time, I'm like, Jay, you got to handle him rough. Jay a roughneck. So it's just weird, but either way, they respect him, but they call him by his first name. Now, my daughter has said a couple times that they have called him Dad. And I was like, cool. And I'm like, if you're comfortable enough, do you. I'm not going to force you. I can't force feelings. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you feel, do it. Mm-hmm. But now, on the other hand, I have my oldest daughter who likes to just call him Dad just to try to piss me off. Mm. Like I really give a fuck. So she'll be like, she'll post on here with my dad, and like she'll put in all caps, my real dad, my real this and that. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Well, your real dad is reading this because you're from my nutsack.
That's so uncalled for. But like
so that's not true.
That drink hit you too. I mean, it is, but
okay. I'm just,
but like she'll post little things like that, and like just try to use that, and it's like, it don't bother me. It really don't. So it's like I have a good and a bad side to it. Now I feel like dude that we just heard right now is kind of on a power trip. I feel like your number one goal shouldn't be to be the dad. It should be like, I'm here as not your friend, but I'm here as a parent figure.
Well,
as an adult,
in technical terms, if I'm married to your mother, I am now your stepdad.
Yeah.
I am your stepdad. Obviously, I think that it comes down to your relationship with those kids. I don't think that anybody should try to force a kid to call you something that exactly. they don't feel like calling you. So I understand, like, okay.
It's
so
a title that should be earned.
Exactly. Like, I was in a long-term relationship with a woman that had kids, right? And when we decided that I was moving in and everything else, it was like, you know, when I was first introduced, it was like, you know, this is Mr. Kevin. You know what I'm saying?
Uncle Kevin.
Uncle? Yeah, why would you call him? No. No. So it was like, you know, this is Mr. Kevin. And it was just like me and the kids, you know, had a cool, you know, we had a really cool relationship. And you know, one of the kids was like, you know, one of the kids first started calling me Mister, you know what I'm saying? And it just became my nickname. So
call me daddy like your mama does.
So the whole, so the kids call me Mister. Like, even if they see me today, they still be like,
really?
Mister. Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, how's that weird?
I don't know. It's like,
if I was in their life for several years.
Exactly. So, I mean, at least, so, like, damn, still had the cab, put some respect on my name.
Mister is respect.
I guess, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that they, like, to me, I don't think, like, to me,
I
don't think.
Like a stranger term.
To it's it it was to me it's their way of connecting with me.
Yeah, that's true too.
So it's not like they're saying something like misfit or, you know what I'm saying, like this guy, you know it's not like they're saying something, you know, that's like a derogatory term towards me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel that when you put Mister in front of something, that is showing respect.
It is a form of respect.
So they don't have to say my name with it, because at the end of the day, we've came to an agreement that you calling me Mister is cool.
Now, at the time, what would you have preferred, Dad or Mister?
Well, I was fine with Mister, because at that time, like, they have their own dad.
Yeah.
They have a dad.
See, and that's where I was going to go with the next, because, like, same thing with, like, if I'm dating somebody with kids, like, you have a dad. I'm not... And that's what I meant. My goal isn't to try to be... Now, if there wasn't a father figure involved or whatever, I'm not going to still try to be dad, but I want you to look at me like as a father figure.
Right.
Like, there's somebody in my family, and I'm not going to open up this whole fucking thing, but she calls me dad. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you're more my dad than I see.
Right.
And it makes me good. It makes me feel good. But at the same time, like, you know, you still got to respect. Yeah, you have a dad. And I want you to still show that respect. But I'm glad you see me that way.
Right.
And I want you to know you can come to me regardless with anything. I don't care what it is. I'll never judge you. I'll never look down on you. And, you know, we can talk at any. You can always tell me anything. So we always have the door open. But
yeah,
I don't feel like that should be the number one goal. So I'm like, can we see eye to eye? Interesting.
Yeah. Dad's like, that's just not a term. It's not a name that you have to call someone. Like, that definitely seems like he's a little egotistical.
Now, if you see a dad that comes in, somebody, a father figure comes in, playground, throws your kid across the room, your stepkid. Well, okay, but would it be a difference if it was your stepkid or your kid? Say you're at the playground, you have both your kids there. Your stepchild, 6 years old, your child, 6 years old.
You know, I'm going to tell you, and for anybody that says any differently, I think they're lying.
Yeah.
You're always going to treat your child differently.
Slightly.
Yeah.
If anything.
Yeah.
Or a lot, depending on how big of an asshole you are.
Yeah. I think that you're always going to treat your flesh and blood differently. Like, even if you were with this kid from day one, and you may look at yourself as their child, I mean, as their father, You're going to have a little more love for your own. But yeah, either one, with what he did, he would have got fucked up right then.
In China or some shit.
Yeah,
looked like it. I mean, I'm not trying to, or Chinatown maybe. there was a lot of
somewhere in something like that. Yes,
there was a lot of Asians around.
Yes,
in a little playground, and the kids were running around like kids do.
Yeah.
Kid bumped into his daughter or whoever he was watching. I'm guessing it was his daughter, the way he reacted. But he beat he picked this kid up, shoved him down, picked him up above his head, threw him. It turned into a whole WWE match.
Yeah, and yeah, he would have been fucked up. Like, there ain't no way in hell that, like, one, you're at a playground with kids. Like, I get it. Your kid is younger.
It's going to happen, though.
And your kid's just starting to walk.
And honestly,
stuff
in the
like
video,
that.
These kids weren't even that big of in size with each other.
No. But you know what I'm saying? I understand, like, being a little frustrated, because when you're a new parent and somebody, like, another kid pushes your kid down or bumps into your kid, like, I can understand that, like, look here, you little motherfucker. Like, don't make me fuck you up. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. You think that. I mean, I thought that. I've thought it.
Now, would you, let's just say this happened to a stranger's kid, but you were there and the mom's there. Obviously, they don't have a dad or whatever there at that time. Would you step in?
I don't know.
I think I would, just because I don't like seeing kids get hurt. Now
I don't like that either, and I don't know. Like I think honestly he wouldn't have been able to do the second as far as like him throwing the kid.
Yeah, he threw him, bro.
Like the first with that first push that he did, and that was kind of on the aggressive side. I would have stepped up then and be like, "Hey, man, what's going on?"
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that, it wouldn't have even got to the point where he would have been able to, because you know, like the kid came back, like why'd you push me
heart.
Down?
That kid had heart, bro.
Yeah, kid got back up, dusted himself off, and you know, like
came back, like start, you pushed like a bitch,
right?
And then he got thrown, and it was over.
Yeah, nah,
I felt bad for him.
Nah, he would have got fucked up.
So here, staying on subject, you did really great with these topics. I'm proud of you. Stepdad spends, I feel like this is a little much.
A little much?
A little much. Spent $200 on custom.
$2,000.
Oh, shit. Was it $2,000? Yeah, that's way much then. I thought $200. No. That makes me a dick. I wouldn't even go $200.
$2,000.
He gave him sneakers, right?
No.
What store are we talking about?
Customs. That's the custom. I mean, the custom videos. On OnlyFans.
Oh, I thought this was something else. Ugh. Okay, now it's my fault, y'all.
Oh man,
you're right. Spent $2,000. Okay, finds out his stepdaughter's on OnlyFans, pays his monthlies, whatever. Even has her rate his Johnson. Okay. Now, I mean, in all fairness, it's a stepdad.
No, it's there is no step.
I tried to look at both sides, but after I said that, I felt like I was.
That's nasty. So that's like nasty. That's like that would be. She said that he was in her life since she was 11 years old. So then that means that this perverted motherfucker was looking at her.
Man, possibly, yeah.
The whole time, like.
And then if you go and watch the clip or whatever she was talking, the way she found out was she noticed. The name, mm-hmm. and it was somebody related in her contacts. So she wrote a list of all her contacts and kind of narrowed it down to like 8 people. And she's like, hey, it's got to be him. She messages him, yo, we got to talk. And he was like, well, why? What happened? And she was like, you need to tell her. After that, he was like, no, we got to talk now. And she's like, no, you just got to go tell her, talking about her mom.
Right.
And it's just one thing led to another. Well, the whole time that's happening, she's talking to her mom about it, telling her what's going on. And he's messaging her still like, hey, let's me and you, we'll figure something out. Like, I'll toss you more money or whatever, which it gets even more weird.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I hope they divorced.
Yeah, she said that the mom left.
That was weird. But even to, like, ask your stepdaughter for a rating is, I mean, no pun intended, but kind of ballsy.
I see what you did there.
But like that's just weird, bro. That's weird on so many levels.
It's beyond weird. Like that's just people are sick, yo. Like it just
there's no way to put it. Yeah,
people are sick and it's crazy how predatory people are. You know, this man has been in this girl's life
for at least 10 years.
He's been in her life, and the whole time he's basically looking at her as a sexual idol.
Do you think, like, when he's hitting the mom, like, he's visualizing her?
Never know.
That's just, wow.
It's nasty.
$2,000. I thought we were talking about the other story where the stepdad buys the other stepdad shoes.
Yeah.
And, like, just to kind of, like, thank him for being in life. That's where I thought we were going with this, and you just kind of went, yeah. Nah. I even said I was proud of you. I take that back.
You should be proud.
Man tries to holler at Kanye's wife at the mall. Was she right or wrong? So there was, I think we have it right here. I feel like he was a little slick with it. What you think?
I mean, so he was spitting a little bit of game, but I don't know if she was like really flirting with him or if it's one of those things where like a lot of women will just will be friendly and not just try to automatically like get the fuck out of here. I'm married, you know what I'm saying? And then the dudes, you know, because in today's society, man, dudes be going off on chicks for turning them down.
Yeah, that's true too. I didn't think about it like that. What kind of threw me off was she kept engaging the conversation though.
That could be a part of the being friendly. Now she the only thing I will say, she was smiling a little hard.
She was cheesing, bro.
She was smiling a little hard. Like I could see all 32. You know what I'm saying? Like I was like, God damn, like she's smiling extra hard. So yeah, I don't know. But I do respect the fact that, of course, you know, she did end up telling him, you know, when he asked for her number and she said that she was married. And even that.
Now, do you think she knew he was being recorded?
I would think so.
I don't know.
Even with her, even the way that she said that she was married was kind of iffy, but you know what I'm saying? Like I don't know. You just never know. You never know how women really feel, because I have talked to women in the past and they do feel some type of way of telling guys no because of how ignorant some guys act.
That's true too. I can't find the clip. Fuck it. I was looking so hard.
I was shooting. You know what I'm saying? I was working. You know what I'm saying? I was working.
The story's over already. But I don't know. I feel like now, imagine if you would have pulled it. Like, do you get extra credit for pulling Kanye's girl?
I mean, no. I mean, I guess it's all. It would be a story.
It's
for
a story. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a story, and it's you know, a little something for yourself, like the
little make, pat on the back. Yeah,
yeah. It'll make you feel good for sure.
Pep talk to Jimmy.
Yeah,
got you.
Like, look what I did.
Okay, now we're going to this. The trans student exposes penis to a 14-year-old student. This is the one where he was taking showers with her. He said, I'm trans.
Yeah.
Goes in there, starts taking a shower.
Yeah.
This trans shit is getting out of hand, bro. Not trying to be too disrespectful to the ones that are actually
in the community. Yeah.
But I don't feel like a lot of these in the stories are.
I think it's kind of tough. Because I don't know if these guys that are transitioning, if they're set in this, if they're doing the Bruce Jenner thing where they want to, you know, look like a woman but still have their penis, which is strange to me, but hey, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's not for me to know. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is.
I have so many questions. I'm curious about it.
But it's getting to the point where they're almost going to have to start having three different bathroom stalls.
That's what I was thinking too. But then it's like, somebody's going to have a problem with that.
Somebody's going to have a problem with everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, and again, disclaimer, and I don't want anybody that's in the community to take this the wrong way, but as they say, there are two genders. There's male and female.
I mean, you sound like Ricky Bobby right there. It was like, with all due respect, and I do say with all due respect, you can't do that.
I'm being respectful. it's two genders.
With all due male respect.
Male and female. And I'm sorry, if you're a transgender male that's transitioning to being a female, but you still have your male parts, yeah, you're in high school, you still got to shower with the guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree.
You are, in fact, still a boy.
I mean, not only that, like these transgenders are getting aroused,
yes,
while doing this.
Yeah, you can't. I don't want my 14-year-old daughter seeing a dude's bare dick.
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess we're going there.
Oh, ding dong.
I was gonna say tallywhacker, but yeah. Oh,
penis.
Yeah, I mean,
dick talk. No, I'm just, no, but seriously, like I really would not. I wouldn't appreciate it at all for my 14-year-old freshman daughter.
Yeah.
To be in the shower and her and her friends are just got finished in a swimming class and they still got their damn swimming suit on and they're just rinsing the water off of them so that they can get ready to go to class. And then a dude walks in like, I'm trans, and then pulls his shit out. No, motherfucker, like, you, no.
Is that how it goes?
That's exactly how the story went. The dude said, I'm trans, by the way, and then took his clothes off. Out.
Sorority sues for accepting a trans member again, and this guy was walking around fully
aroused.
Yeah, aroused.
Yeah.
Fully at bay. Soldiers was up.
Yeah.
And now these aren't 14-year-old girls. Now, is he right or wrong?
Still wrong. Like, just because you may be a young adult, you're of age, whatever. I can't just, as a man, I can't just go somewhere where there's women at and just pull my shit out. Like, I can't do that.
And, I mean, you can, but it's wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong.
Yeah.
So this, even though you are, air quotes, a trans woman or a woman, you have to be a trans woman because you're transitioning because you still have the male parts. So you can't say that you're a woman because, you know, you're a trans woman.
You're getting me so lost right now. All right, let's say your daughter comes home and says, Dad, I just got done swimming. I was taking a shower. Guy comes in, says he's trans, starts showering right next to me, has his thing out. What do you do?
We going up to the school.
Do you hit him?
Probably.
Or would that be like hitting a girl?
No, you there's two genders. I know that's probably not the right and technical answer, but if you still got a penis, if you look like me, you don't have boobs or nothing else, and you're just saying that you're a girl.
So you can hit them if they're pre-op.
Yeah.
It's a green light.
Green light. It's a go.
You're going to hell.
Why am I going to hell?
Post-op, no.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm swinging. Post-op or not. I'm swinging, bro.
Yeah, I just I can't rock with it. And like that, we out.
Oh, what happened?
You've heard them on Bumping Gums.
What up, everybody? This is the Bumping Gums Podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, oh, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that mother up out of her.
Dirty J. Presents.